Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 6, 2013. Today we are talking about Hillary Clinton's preparations for the 2016 presidential race. Mrs. Clinton recently gave two speeches which Goldman Sachs paid her $200,000 each for. The Weekly Standard said that was enough to put her in the much derided top 1% of U.S. taxpayers. Imagine that, folks. In 2 hours, she made enough to put her in the top 1% of all U.S. taxpayers, but we should not begrudge her the money, and I don't. I'm all for making money, and so is Mrs. Clinton. Apparently, she has a net worth reportedly in excess of $100 million. I just wonder why a company like Goldman, which received billions in bailout money just a few years ago because they could not pay their bills and meet depositor expenses, would give $400,000 to an ex-public official to speak twice on something that those in attendance knew far more about than she did. Then again, I don't have to wonder. I guess Hillary is just a great speaker. Or maybe Goldman Sachs considers it money well spent. Perhaps it is the fact that, as Bruce Johnson pointed out in American Thinker, who was bailed out and who wasn't was decided with the help of Goldman ex-CEO acting as Treasury Secretary. Then turn back 10 years and another former CEO acting as Treasury Secretary guided then-President Bill Clinton to remove the Glass-Steagall Act, which had been written to prevent the misdeeds that culminated in the 2007-2008 meltdown. Perhaps it's all the ex-Goldman executives holding high positions in government. Treasury Secretary, Commodities Futures Trading Commission, New York Federal Reserve, so on and so on and so forth. Goldman Sachs is not the only one lining up to support her, although she is not yet an announced candidate. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York spoke at an Iowa Democratic Party dinner a few days ago, more than 2 years before the Iowa caucuses. He was quoted as saying, quote, "Hillary's experience is unrivaled and her vision is unparalleled. It's time for a woman to be president," he said. He went on to urge her to run and said she had his, quote, "unwavering support." With her, he said, the Tea Party can, quote, "vanquish Ted Cruz and the Tea Party Republicans in 2016. Senator Harry Reid was quick to point out that he was on Hillary's team long before Chuck Schumer was. Democrat senators and Democrat congressmen all seem to be catching the Hillary fever. The party believes that it makes sense to line up behind her because she is a shoe-in for the nomination, and perhaps she could even be a boost to them in 2014 as they struggle to explain Obamacare and its problems and the sitting Democrat president's lies. But politicians aren't the only ones supporting her. Jeffrey Katzenberg, supposedly one of Hollywood's premier kingmakers and a top Democratic Party fundraiser, offered her his support. Norman Lear, Irving Azoff, many, many others from Hollywood all line up to support her. Her support of Terry McAuliffe and his election last night as governor of Virginia, although a very close race, has to add to her appeal. Finally, will we see Hillary versus Christie in 2016? Maybe. But that would be a sad state of affairs in my mind. But I know one thing, folks. $400,000 would run a fairly decent, bare-bones Constitution Party presidential race. At least I think so. Wednesday, November 6, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.